Could you clap for the band just a little bit too? I don't want to feel bad. I don't want to take off. That's enough. Not overdo it. I love these guys. They've been out this way a few times, and man, they won Emerging Artist of 2014, and they continue to emerge. And those of you with the cable TV, the satellite TV, they're going to be on the Grand Ole Opry again. Wednesday they'll be on, so check them out. They continue to emerge. Give them a big 40th Huck Finn welcome, Flat Lonesome.
excited to be here, and we appreciate y'all having us out. And this is not our first time to California, but it's our first time here at Huck Finn, so pretty much the same thing. And thank you guys very much. We've been looking forward to this, and it has been quite the experience getting out here. But for the most part, we have really good luck traveling and on planes and stuff. But when someone leaves their wallet in a bathroom, makes things kind of difficult to fly. So, and I look kind of like I would do things that we won't discuss on planes, but I wouldn't do that. So, but we made it and we're here and we have our two bags of luggage that they lost and we're all good. So we appreciate y'all. And you guys know how to show up to a 10 a.m. show. This is awesome. So thank you guys very much. And in like North Carolina and Virginia, people sleep till like noon. And so they don't like to have bluegrass at 10 a.m. So, or maybe they're just at church. I don't know. I mean, that could be it. Anywho, we're going to introduce you to the man over here on the guitar. He is the ripe old age of 22 years old and does a great job playing that guitar. And he is the twin to the fiddle player, so pray for her if you will. And he does a great job playing the guitar and doing lots of lead and harmony singing for you. Make him welcome Mr. Buddy Robertson on the guitar, everybody!
Our band had the opportunity of debuting on the Grand Ole Opry August 29th of last year. And I had the opportunity of meeting one of my all-time favorite country singers, and that's Mr. John Conley backstage at the Grand Ole Opry. And I was telling John that we do one of my personal favorites of his, and that's rose-colored glasses. And he actually gave me his personal pair of rose-colored glasses backstage at the Opry. I thought that was pretty neat.
So you brought him here to California?
No. I've got them locked up in my museum at the house.
Oh. Like you have one in your bedroom?
Lord, yes, I got a museum. I got all kinds of stuff in there.
Wow. So tell me about it, your museum.
No.
Where is it? Museums are bad things.
Yeah, they're there in the top drawer of my dresser there, along with all my other valuables.
I see. Like your unmentionables are valuables?
Well, there's some unmentionables in there. We got things like we have...
Oh, yeah. If you say it, then there'll be mentionables. And
so,
that would be...
Anyway, so if you haven't figured it out yet, we're going to do a country song for you called Rose Colored Glasses. It goes something like this. For you. But these rose-colored glasses that I'm looking through shows only the beauty, 'cause they hide the good lines, the ones I used to hear when I held you. And they keep me from feeling so cheated, defeated when reflections in your eyes show me a fool. Shows times that I've tried.
Welcome, Miss Charlie Robertson on the fiddle, everybody. Thank y'all so much. Y'all are awesome. We appreciate it. We love old country music. So we did some, we've done some John Conley. We've done some Merle Haggard. And for a country music segment, we figure we should fit one more person in there. Does anybody know who that would be? George Jones. You got it. Well, we're going to do one, and hopefully you like it. Step right up. seeing Flat Lonesome for the first time today. Wow.
How many of you are seeing Flat Lonesome for the last time ever?
How many of y'all aren't going to raise your hands no matter what we say? I got all of you. Got you to raise your hand.
Michael gets real excited when he tricks people. Well, I'm excited you guys all came out to hear us this morning. And make sure that after we're done here, we have to go back home today. So I know, you don't have, it's not my fault. She's like, what? I'm just as upset about it as you are, because my hotel room last night was really nice, so thanks for that, by the way, Josh Trivett, if you're out there. I don't know. He probably didn't do it. Mr. Josh, sir. But we will have to head out pretty quick, but make sure you come over to the tent to your right. We've got our Flat Lonesome 2 album, which was our second album. That's why we called it 2, and we were homeschooled, so that's just what we did. And when you're homeschooled, you can make fun of other homeschoolers. That's just how you do that. So kind of like when you play the banjo, actually everybody can make fun of you when you play the banjo. So, but we've got our third album as well that came out on October 2nd called Runaway Train. And then we've got our Runaway Train t-shirts to go along with that. They're very snazzy. So make sure you pick up like 1 or 12 of those so we can get home. Christmas times are coming, Michael says, just like 5 or 6 months till that. Actually, that's not very long. That's kind of depressing. So, anywho. We've got, oh yeah, we do have a deal for you, just for you California folks, because you came out so early. Everything is $20 a piece, shirts and CDs. But you can get 3 items for $50. Don't run now. I know it's a good deal, but it'll be there when you get there. Yes, he already got it. He's got a shirt right there.
Also,
he didn't waste any time.
We talked to Josh backstage.
Yeah.
And if you buy that deal, you get your passes to this this festival next year for free.
Oh,
so go see Josh
after
you. No, I'm kidding.
He will not let us come back if you do that. Anyways, so make sure you come see us.
We were about to sell some serious
merch. I know.
Never mind, it's not a joke.
You guys, you believe whatever makes you feel good about that situation. And so we got all that stuff set up over there for you. And make sure you come see us either way. We'd love to get to know all you guys. There was something I was going to say there that was probably going to be real good, but we'll just save it for later. We're going to do an old beat, song and beat here for you. That means it's a good one.
Wash!
Well, I'm all alone, no place to call my home. I don't have no one.
California, everybody. Make a welcome on the Dobro, Mr. Michael Stockton.
How y'all doing?
We went to first grade together, actually. Fun fact. And he's almost out now, so that's good. We'll do a song for you here called You'll Never Have to Lose Me If You Never Let Me Go.
Hold me tight and sway, dance with me so slow. You'll never have to lose.
appreciate that. You guys, thank you. We appreciate it. Y'all are awesome. And we're going to introduce you to the man back here on the big old bass. Oh, actually, yeah, that's true. It's not, but lost some weight on the way out there. So, yeah. This man has the hardest job. Holding us all together is not an easy task. And he is 23 years old, originally from Callahan, Florida, not too far from here. And now makes his home in Bethel, Ohio. Make him welcome, if you will, Mr. Dominic Illingworth. Everybody. And we'll introduce you to the lady that wrote this next song that we're going to sing. She does a lot of the lead and harmony vocal singing, and she is the manager, and she takes it very seriously.
Very. Very.
But she also pays us, so
very.
That means y'all have to give her the biggest round of applause. Over here singing lead harmony vocals, y'all give her a hand, it's Kelsey Harrigal. Over here on the banjo, we're going to introduce this man to you. He's the old man of the group, so if y'all can help him, he's got like knee problems and stuff. I mean, he is 26 years old, so it's kind of hard for him to get around. You know how it is when you turn 26, it's like all downhill from there. So he's making it though. And, he plays the banjo for us and does some songwriting. He actually won first place with his song called I'm Blue at Merlefest not too long ago, last year or so, something like that. And I was in that competition, got second, so I'm still bitter about it. I don't care. On top of all those accomplishments, I did write this next one, yes. I didn't win first on it, though. I had to have a moment. I had to have a me moment. On top of all those wonderful accomplishments, he is married to me, so things are going pretty good for him. Mr. Paul Harrigal on the banjo, everybody! Thank you. Y'all like gospel music here in California?
We're not going to play any.
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah. I'm just kidding.
Somebody's like, aww. We're a really serious bunch, as you can tell. It's hard for us. Okay. Well, this is one off of our newest album called Runaway Train. And I wrote all three of the gospel songs on there, so if you don't like them, don't tell me. And
are you bragging?
No, because no. Not about gospel music. You don't
raise your hand if you think Kelsey's bragging because she wrote three gospel songs.
Did they win first in anything?
Oh!
Do you want to stay in California?
We'll let them
this week?
Be the judge of this song.
I'm in big trouble.
Rick said he'll take you home. Actually, I don't want him anymore.
You take me home?
Okay.
Kick it off.
To mine. All right.
To mine, not yours.
Okay, 2, 3, 4. Here's one for you off the newest album called In the Heat of the Fire.
In the heat of-
the storm. He'll be your shelter and he'll keep you warm. He's your solid rock in the midst of the mire. You can still hear his voice in the heat of the fire.
Thank you guys very much for having us out, and I hope you'll have us back sometime. We'd love to come back out here. And thank you, both of you.
Y'all would like to have us back sometime? What are y'all doing tomorrow?
Paul's going to be here, so. Oh, you have made your bed, mister. Let me tell you.
Now you're going to lay in it.
Hey, is that a first, him making his bed?
I get to sleep in the bed now.
We better kick this off before somebody gets divorced.
Once in a life, you'll meet someone who gives to you the reason for that life and what some love can do. Now I'm on for troubled times with all I need. For I have you, my favorite memory. You gave me some.
Thank you.
son. U-turn is my code. Well, we're going to Jackson. Goodbye, that's all she wrote.
Saying no more. So I have a question. I have a buddy. You know it's Sunday morning, right?
It's Sunday.
Why didn't you guys dress up?
I don't like to give my good clothes dirty.
Okay, that'll work. One more time, Flat Lonesome.
We don't know any more songs, so we have to start over from the beginning. We're gonna let Kelsey Harrigal sing you a good song here that Flat and Scruggs used to do. Y'all like traditional bluegrass music?
Yeah, since we are Flat Lonesome.
Because that's where my roots are.
Might do a Flat and Scruggs song.
Yeah.
Flat Lonesome.
Flat.
Flat.
Two T's, right, Rick? Two T's.
Thank you guys again. Make sure you come on and see us. And we're just going to assume we'll see you next year.
I'm going to send this one out to all the single ladies out in the crowd and all the ones that are married and have boyfriends, because I don't care. Here's one that goes like this.
Oh,
There they go, Flat Lonesome. No better way to kick off the third day of the 40th annual Huck Finn Jubilee. How we doing so far, folks? Yeah, buddy.